Malcolm. Malcolm stepped out the back door with Charlie the dog. While Charlie was running around, Malcolm heard a shout, "How's it going?" He looked over at the neighbor's yard. There was Richard, waving at him with a sack of garbage in his hand. Richard had just moved into the neighborhood with his mother. He was Malcolm's age, but had joined a different fourth-grade classroom at school. Richard's family kept a pile of garbage in the backyard. Everyone thought they were strange. Malcolm waved and then called Charlie back into the house. Later, as Malcolm sat playing cards with his family, he could still see Richard. Richard was bending over the pile of garbage in his yard, adding things and turning it. Maybe Richard was crazy. The next day in school, Malcolm dropped his pencil. He leaned over to pick it up from the floor. When he came back up, there was a note on his desk. He looked to see whether the fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Groves, had seen it. No, she was busy writing on the blackboard. Malcolm picked up his book to block the teacher's view as he read the note. It was hard to read, but it said, "Do you want to sleep over on Friday? We can sleep in the backyard tent. Ty." Malcolm smiled at Tyrone in the desk next to his and nodded. Ty had the greatest backyard. It was next to a forest. They always had fun exploring it. Malcolm always found a new insect to add to his bug collection. Ty was fun. He always wanted to try new things. Last time he played at Ty's house, they made pirate costumes and made up a story that Ty's dad videotaped. There was a knock on the classroom door. The principal opened the door before Mrs. Groves had time to reach it. He motioned her to step into the hall. The room buzzed with whispers. Ty leaned towards Malcolm. "Ask your mom today and then call me." "I'm sure it'll be all right," whispered Malcolm. Mrs. Groves stepped in the room with Mr. Wilson. They both looked unhappy. The room became silent. "Tyrone Ezekiel Washington, will you please go with Mr. Wilson to his office?" Mrs. Groves looked stern. Ty stood up and walked behind Mr. Wilson out the door. Malcolm wondered what kind of trouble Ty was in. "Class, let's put away our social studies books now. You can finish the assigned questions tomorrow. Please take out your math books." Mrs. Groves sounded like herself. Malcolm opened his desk to put away his social studies book. Inside, he looked at the new bug he had caught this morning on the way to school. He had put it in a baby food jar. It was big and ugly. He couldn't wait for science when he could show everybody. Then he pulled out his math book. In the middle of the math lesson, there was another knock on the door. Again, Mr. Wilson opened the door before it was answered. He and Mrs. Groves talked in the hallway again. This time, the class was silent as everyone tried to hear what they were saying. Mrs. Groves came back in and walked to Malcolm's desk. She whispered to Malcolm to please step into the hallway for a moment. Malcolm stood in the hall and listened as Mr. Wilson explained the situation.
"There was a fire on the playground last night. We have two boys we suspect started the fire. Both of them have said to ask you about their whereabouts. One says that he wasn't there because he was with you at your house last night. We need to know whether or not that's true."
Mr. Wilson looked into his eyes. Ty? Questioned Malcolm.
"Tyrone Washington. Ty, yes. Between 7 and 8 last evening, was Tyrone with you?"
Malcolm knew he hadn't been with Ty. Sunday evening was all his family night at home. They had popcorn and apples and played card games. He looked at Mr. Wilson and thought about Ty. If he told Mr. Wilson that he had been with Ty, Ty would be out of trouble. But that would be a lie. If he didn't say that, there would be no sleepover on Friday. He would never get to stay in Ty's big tent again. He wouldn't get to play in the forest. But even more important, they would never be friends again. He looked at Mrs. Groves, who was also looking worried. What would Mrs. Groves do? Malcolm could get punished if he lied and Mr. Wilson found out, or if his mother did. If he lied, though, he could save his friendship with Ty. But lying was wrong. How could you depend on people if they lied? You would never know when you could trust them. Could he trust Ty now that Ty had lied about him? Malcolm cleared his throat. "Mr. Wilson, I couldn't have been with Tyrone on Sunday. It's our family night at home, just for family."
"I see," said Mr. Wilson. "Tyrone has claimed that Richard Woods, the new boy, was the one to set the fire. Richard has said to ask you about where he was that night. What can you tell us?"
Malcolm could save his friend by saying he didn't see Richard. Richard was a stranger. He hardly knew Richard or cared about him. But then he thought about what he would want someone to do in the same situation. What if everyone lied to save their friends? Richard was at home. He was working in his yard. I saw him. I saw him playing with garbage, Malcolm answered. Mr. Wilson looked a little puzzled, but then he said, Thank you, Malcolm. You may go back to class now. Mrs. Groves put her hand on Malcolm's shoulder and nodded approvingly. They went back in the classroom and back to math. Take a moment to think about the message of this story. What do you think the author would like you to learn about getting along with others? Think about what would be the best lesson from the story about getting along with others. Next page. Questions. Here are some true-false questions about the story, Malcolm. Circle true if the statement is true about the story, or circle false if the statement is false about the story. Answer these questions without looking back at the story. Number one, there was a fire in the lunchroom. Number two, Malcolm thought Richard was crazy. Number three, Richard played on the swing set in his backyard. Number four, Malcolm was called into the hallway because he had a bug in his desk. Number five, Malcolm spent Sunday night with his family. Number six, Mr. Wilson thought that Malcolm had started the fire. Number seven, Tyrone had a great backyard. Number eight, Mr. Wilson talked to Mrs. Groves about the school play. Number nine, Tyrone expected Malcolm to lie. Number ten, Tyrone passed a note to Malcolm. Next page. Please read the following four stories. As you read each one, decide how well its message matches the best message from Malcolm. Story A. Pass this note down to Billy, Stevie said to the girl next to him. Billy read the note, which asked him to sleep over at Stevie's house. He nodded yes to Stevie. Billy loved playing at Stevie's because he had a great playground behind his house. The principal came into the room.
Sorry to interrupt, Mrs. Bush, but may I please see Billy and Stevie for a moment?
The two boys walked into the hall and joined the principal.
Next week you'll be getting a new classmate, Adrian. I was wondering if you two could show him around the school. You are both very friendly, so I thought you would do a good job of introducing Adrian to the rest of your friends.
Billy and Stevie looked at each other and smiled.
Sure, Mr. Jones, we'll do that, Stevie said.
Then Stevie and Billy went back to class. Is the message of this story very much the same, about the same, so-so, different, or very different? Story B. One day, Mrs. Groves asked her class whether they would like to do a service project. Malcolm suggested that they grow a garden in the park across from the school. The next week after school, the whole fourth grade, including Mrs. Groves' class, began to work in the park. They worked in partners. Malcolm worked with Richard. Tyrone worked with someone else. Richard brought some of the garbage pile from his yard to add to the dirt for the garden. He said it was compost, and it would help the plants grow. After 1 hour, everyone was tired, but the garden wasn't ready yet. So they kept working. It took another hour to finish. The teachers were proud and praised everyone for their hard work. Mr. Wilson thanked the fourth grade the next day for their service to the community. Is this message very much the same? About the same? So-so? Different? Or very different? Next page. Story C. Eric and John walked around the school store looking at everything. They didn't have any money, but they looked at the stuff anyway. Eric saw that the clerks were all busy. He winked at John and then took a couple of football erasers and slipped them into his pocket. Then he headed for the door. John looked around to see if anyone had seen what Eric had done. No one had. John followed Eric out the door. Later, Eric gave him one of the erasers. That evening, when John was doing his homework, his parents asked where he got the new eraser. He told his parents what had happened. They called Eric's parents and decided to meet at the school store the next day. The boys returned the erasers and said they were sorry. Is the message here very much the same? About the same? So-so? Different? Or very different? Story D. The whole fourth grade class was worried about the test in social studies. It would be right after the morning recess. Samantha really wanted to do well. She was going to study during recess. When the teacher took attendance, she noticed that her friend Juan looked unhappy. Samantha leaned over to Juan and asked what was wrong. The teacher told them to be quiet. Juan said that he would tell her during recess. When recess came, Samantha decided to help him instead of studying. Is the message here very much the same? About the same? So-so? Different? Or very different? Now mark which of the four stories above has a message that most closely matches the best message of Malcolm. You may look back at the four stories and what you thought about their messages. Then circle one of the titles, Story A, Story B, Story C, or Story D. Next page. Below are several possible messages for Malcolm. Mark how good a match each message is with what you think is the best message of Malcolm. Number 1. Don't lie about strangers, even if it means losing a friend. Is this very much the same? About the same, so-so, different, or very different. Number two, altercations must be avoided when the consequences are dire. Is this very much the same? About the same? So-so? Different? Or very different? Number three, tell the principal what happened or you might get into trouble. Is this very much the same? About the same? So-so? Different? Or very different? Number four, helping strangers instead of your friends can cause trouble. Is this very much the same? About the same? So-so? Different? Or very different? Number five, honesty is more important than loyalty. Is this very much the same? About the same? So-so? Different? Or very different? Number six, if you tell the truth, you might lose your friends. Is this very much the same? About the same? So-so? Different? Or very different? Number seven, good students don't lie to their teachers. Is this very much the same? About the same? So-so? Different? Or very different? Number eight, don't trust your friends to get you out of trouble. Is this very much the same? About the same? So-so? Different? Or very different? Below, we list the possible messages again. Please circle the numbers of the two messages that you think most closely match the best message from Malcolm. Circle two. Number one, don't lie about strangers, even if it means losing a friend. Number two, altercations must be avoided when the consequences are dire. Number three, tell the principal what happened or you might get into trouble. Number four, helping strangers instead of your friends can cause trouble. Number five, honesty is more important than loyalty. Number six, if you tell the truth, you might lose your friends. Number seven, good students don't lie to their teachers. Number eight, don't trust your friends to get you out of trouble. Make sure to circle only two messages from this list.